people don't realize how effective you can be on the content network when you use your own brand. And but you also have to understand that sometimes when you use your brand, there might be bad reviews or even people out there that are talking negatively about you. So it's actually not a bad idea to create keyword themes around your brand with negative keywords, you know, integrated into your branded keywords, and then create ad copy that's and a landing page that's sort of neutral, maybe get the facts, you know, if somebody's got some smear campaign going on or talking bad about you, then just put a real neutral, subtle ad that says, hey, get the facts, you know. So you don't have to reply back to, you know, to that smear campaign or anything like that, but just you could just integrate that into your reputation management strategy.
Well, I've known very astute marketers who have, rather than ignoring their competition, they've actually trumpeted the fact that they have competition and that there's other people selling really basically inferior products. And without naming them, they actually just make that an opportunity to state, you know, there's all kinds of people saying that they've got a product that can do X. Well, here's why our product actually delivers superior results consistently. And they just make an argument for their company and for their brand. And,
yeah.
And a lot of times people don't really do that. You know, we usually try to be nice and demure and everything, but hey, sometimes people just want to know. So that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.